Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves, presented by Draft Day. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis. It's Wednesday, May 22nd, 2013. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Jeffrey. We've got lots to talk about today. NFL news and the owners' spring meeting.
Owners' spring meeting is where most of the big news is coming from. We've got Super Bowl large. It got downsized.
Yeah,
it was XL.
How does the Super Bowl go from extra large to large?
We're going to tell you about that. We're going to tell you about the draft possibly getting blown into later in the year.
Yes, moving back to May.
No, blowing. See, draft. It's a draft. It was a joke about draft.
Ba-dum-bum. Brian Urlacher has an announcement to make. We'll talk about that.
He is now wearing adult undergarments. Charles Woodson is coming home again. They say he can't come home again.
Yes, well, Charles Woodson said I can. Tony Romo out 3 to 4 weeks. We'll tell you why.
And Mike Tomlin says that the OTAs, folks, don't take them so seriously, okay?
Yes.
And we'll tell you why about that.
We'll tell you his great quote. Let's get her started, Jeffrey.
Let's get this party started.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Okay, so you notice I said let's get it started.
Yeah, which I so appreciate.
Do you appreciate it?
I do.
You know I got a lot of emails from folks who appreciate. Yes,
a lot.
By I would say it would take two hands to count the number of emails.
And what did those emails say?
They say that they appreciate me continuing to use Chomp It In because they love to hear your reaction.
Nice. These, again, to address the many, and by this it would take far more than two hands, of you that listen to this program for the simple reason of listening to Steven irritate me. I want to tell you one simple thing. Please plug your children's ears.
No, I say thank
you. No, plug your children's ears, and this is directed specifically at those of you who like to hear me irritated. Y'all go to hell. Okay? H-E double toothpicks. Okay?
Wow. Just
stop
straight
it.
Out
stop
just
it.
Doing it like
stop
that.
It. Okay? If you listen to hear me get my feathers ruffled.
And I say thank you for listening because I enjoy Jeffrey's feathers
H-E
getting ruffled.
H-E double toothpicks, friends.
So, although you'll get a reprieve, I didn't chomp it in today. I may in the future just to see your reaction.
Well, then you know what I'm going to do? Because the best way to deal with somebody that's petulantly obnoxious.
Yes.
Ignore them.
Well, see, and that's what I've told my wife, because she says Trisha will.
She and I actually work together on how to manage you.
It really? Well,
we have a weekly meeting on how are we going to manage Steven.
She comes to me once. She's like, honey, why do you like to press my buttons? And I'm like,
because they're so big.
You let me press your buttons, honey. You let me get your goat. If you didn't let me get
your goat. If there weren't a goat to get, then I wouldn't get it.
Exactly.
There is no there, okay?
So I'm giving you the same tip I give Trisha.
I will take that to our weekly meeting where my sister and I try and figure out how to manage you.
Yes. Well, good luck with that. but just so you know.
H-E double toothpicks, friends.
Don't let me get your goat, and then I won't get the goat.
If there ain't a goat to get, then they can't get God.
That's correct.
God, somebody put that on a bumper sticker.
You're listening to NFL Rants and Raves presented by Draft Day. First of all, we continue to thank Draft Day for being a sponsor of the show.
Thanks for helping.
Head out to DraftDay.com, a new concept that offers short-term or daily fantasy sports games, Jeff, for real money.
Porty Hemplay. I go out and I say, here's $5 for what do they call it? The
rapid fire.
Rapid fire, which is the simplest thing in the world. Here is a pitcher and four position players for baseball. Which of them is going to do better? You get 3 out of 5 right, you double your money.
Double your
Boom.
Money.
Boom. Yes,
you
like
need,
that.
3 out of 5. Draft Day is also offering a special offer to our NFL Rants and Raves listeners. Head out to DraftDay.com and enter the promo code RANTS.
And they may give you free money just to start.
R-A-N-T-S.
Okay, so,
no, they may not. They will give you.
I was saying it in a general way of saying they may just go give you money to start. They will. But just go do it because then you know what? You got free money to play with. And that's
free
fun.
Free instant cash bonus. Head to DraftDay.com and use the promo code RANTS.
The porno code
promo
rants.
Code promo.
Oh, I thought it was a porno code.
Did I say that? Anyways, draftday.com. We really appreciate them. Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Let's start off with the big news of the week.
Spring meetings.
Spring meetings.
All the media want to be at the OTAs and everything, but the really cool media, they want to be in Miami with the owners.
The spring meetings. And the first order of business, decide who gets to host Super Bowl 50 and Super Bowl 51.
Otherwise known as Super Bowl and Super Bowl Lie.
Really? Super Bowl Large and Super Bowl Lie. Large Intensive?
Large Invasive.
Large Invasive. Is that what it is? Why did it go from extra large to large? Is the NFL trying to trim down its Super Bowl? It's going to cut out the fat?
It's trying to help all Americans, like some people in this room who might struggle with their weight. It's trying to help us.
It's trying to help us get down from the
it's
extra large.
It's the Play 60 program taken to the next level, and the Super Bowl will get thinner.
Yeah, I just are they going to get rid of the Roman numerals? Romans don't even use Roman numerals anymore.
Yeah, I went to Rome, and you know what? They use numbers.
They do regular old numbers.
That's the Joey line. You know what they call Italian food in Italy? They call it food.
Can't they just put a big 50 up there?
Yeah, that would. I tell you, that L's going to look really dumb unless they do something to trick it out.
It is. I think it's the. And I think Super Bowl 50 is the perfect opportunity
to blow
for the
it
NFL
out of the
to say, you know what?
To go all Xbox instead of going Xbox 720, you go Xbox One.
Wow. Why do you have to throw Xbox under the water?
Why do I have to throw Microsoft under the bus?
I'm working right now to try and get Xbox to be a sponsor of NFL Rants and Raves.
Good
and
luck
just
with that.
Threw them under the water.
Good luck with that. Threw them under the water. I hold people under the water until they die. I don't throw them under the water.
Throw them under the bus.
Yes.
Hold them under the water.
All for the purposes of dying. Let's be clear about one thing.
Why do you want to kill stuff? Look, you have had plenty of entertainment with an Xbox, have you not?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yes.
Love it.
Then why are you
think the Xbox is amazing? I'm making fun of, first of all, their industrial design, which is silly.
Look, they looked at the Apple TV. It's a little black box, and they made a bigger black box.
Let's make a big black box.
Okay.
Yeah, the little black box you can put almost anywhere, and it'll work. Big black box is going to have to be front and center because it's big.
Okay.
And then
I'm going
to
be honest.
And then the guy's presentation where he tries to be Steve Jobs with his mock turtleneck, and instead he's wearing an Oxford shirt that's untucked. Okay, there's a difference between a mock turtleneck and an Oxford shirt untucked.
But
one looks cool, the other makes you look like a slob.
Here's what happened.
What happened?
I'm gonna be honest. I allowed the developers of Microsoft, the developers of the Xbox, one, to come to my home.
Yeah.
And they saw my setup. And they said, oh, you have your console hidden.
You must be embarrassed of it.
I'm like, yes, me, and I would say 80% of people who have consoles have them hidden. And they were like,
why
so
do you hide it?
It doesn't really need to look.
If you got nothing to be afraid of, why do you hide it?
So they're like, well, if it's just going to get hidden, then that doesn't need to be pretty. And so there you go.
Well, don't worry, it's not. although
it does.
It does a lot of stuff.
Heck of a
it's
lot
neat.
Of cool things.
It's neat, but the
and the processors in there and the memory,
three
and
operating
the,
systems running simultaneously.
Wow,
that's pretty freaking cool.
No,
I saw the
system.
I saw the amount of RAM. It's like holy crap!
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, I am putting the price tag at $499.
That'll be the entry level. I bet
for the
at first
the bottom.
Now you know Best Buy's like taking orders today.
Okay, I'm gonna go place mine.
Okay. You know, I actually put my phone on silent, so
yeah,
we can do that.
Yeah, that was silent.
Hey, be nice.
All right, so, Jeffrey, I don't think that there was any surprise of where Super Bowl 50 is going to be played.
I would say the people in South Beach were surprised because they were living in the land of wishful thinking.
If the people in South Beach were surprised that Super Bowl 50 went to Levi's Stadium in San Francisco, California, they were delusional because the minute they decided not to spend any money to upgrade that stadium, they were out.
Joe Robbie Stadium? Can we go back to calling Joe Robbie?
No, it's still Sun Life Stadium.
Why do we have to support their corporate sponsorship?
Because
what have they done for us?
Well, their corporate sponsorship paid a whole heck of a lot of money to be the sponsor of
the
stadium.
To buy the naming rights.
So
we don't have to use it.
You should call the stadium what it is.
Why do we call Candlestick Candlestick? Because why would you call it anything else? It's got a name.
You call it Candlestick, but that's not the name of the stadium.
It's like 3Com or something like that. No, but we call it Candlestick.
You call it Candlestick.
I call where the...
I don't call it Candlestick.
I don't call whatever they call the San Diego Stadium anything but the Murph.
That's Qualcomm.
The Murph. I won't. You can't make me.
I can't.
Levi Stadium will be called Levi Stadium because, you know what? It's never been called anything else.
If you want people to understand what stadium you're talking about.
San Francisco, Stephen.
You should probably not sound like a dweeb by saying, yeah, they play at the Murph. Where's that? Oh, you know Qualcomm. I mean, you wind up saying it anyways.
I will wind up saying whatever they call it because I don't remember. It's a memory issue as much as anything, Stephen. I would like people to answer me. Riddle me this, Batman.
Yes.
If you could build a stadium, that'd be really cool. That means you got a lot of money.
Yes.
So we're going to spend a little bit of time here talking about stadiums.
Well, yeah. First, congratulations first to San Francisco.
Now, let's just be clear about one thing. This game, Super Bowl 50, Super Bowl L.
Should be in Los Angeles.
Would have been in Los Angeles. Would it be for not two things?
We don't have a football team.
Right, and we don't have a football stadium.
Well, the Rose Bowl's pretty nice, and the new
it's
luxury,
really not. I've been teaching Karen to park there. I've been teaching her to park and drive.
Yeah. The new luxury boxes that they've installed.
Yeah, the luxury suites are great.
Are fantastic,
but the regular seats suck.
And if you want to get 110,000 people in there to watch a Super Bowl,
if you want to max out the space, then go with Jerry World.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And have him put in his auxiliary seating and give them an extra week to not have
to
bad weather.
Get it done.
And tighten the bolts and get it signed off by security. And you could put in 110,000, 111,000.
Yes.
But it's not about that. You're going to have 67,000, 68,000 here in San Francisco or Santa Clarita, as it will be. Or Santa Clara, sorry. There's a common confusion. Don't think we're dumb. Santa Clarita is a suburb of Los Angeles.
Yes.
Santa Clara is south of San Francisco. So it's normal for Angelenos to make this differentiation.
Do you want
difficult.
The very nice weather of Los Angeles in Southern California, or do you want the weather in San Francisco February?
Yeah, the weather in San Francisco in February is a total roll of the dice.
They're rolling the dice.
It could be cold and rainy.
Foggy. They could have
have the fog down in San Jose. The nice thing about San Jose is in Santa Clara. Is that they are far enough south of the city that the fog is not an issue.
The fog of the bay.
Yeah, you can get that in Candlestick, and it can be quite creepy.
Yes.
No, you're pretty far south, and that's part of the reason that a lot of the, I don't know, maybe the prudes of the group objected to the location being in Santa Clara. But the fact is the 49ers have had their practice facilities and their team headquarters in Santa Clara for quite a while. And so now to be able to have your facility, your NFL stadium, literally walking distance from your training facility is a huge win for the team.
Yeah.
And for the San Francisco 49ers, this stadium is virtually half done now. Season ticket sales are more than three quarters done. This is so far ahead of schedule, this beautiful monolith of a facility that will be an honor to be able to go to. I tell you, it's gonna be spectacular.
I'm happy for 49ers owner Jed York. You know, they worked pretty hard in the Bay Area.
That kid done good.
Yeah, you know, they got the stadium done. They wanted to get a Super Bowl there, and they got it done. Great for them. And as I said, until Miami throw some money at their stadium to renovate it and upgrade it. Basically, they went in with their presentation, and they started their presentation with, it was going to be like this.
It was going to be like this.
Well, when you start your presentation like that.
When you start your presentation with, you see what happened was, you're screwed.
You're probably not going to get the Super Bowl. It's going to be like this, or it was going to be like this. Until the funding got yanked.
Imagine if we had the money to do this, but we don't. The reason that they desperately would have liked to have had it in Los Angeles is that Super Bowl I and II were in Los Angeles, and the event did not sell out. And the tickets were $7 and $10?
$8.
$8? $8. And they did not sell out the L.A. Coliseum, L.A. Memorial Coliseum.
Yes.
They could not sell it out for Super Bowl I because the NFL was not a significant money-making enterprise yet.
It wasn't the behemoth that it is now.
And it is a behemoth. Do not get me wrong. So San Francisco, congratulations. As I told Jordan yesterday, it should be in San Francisco because we all know by the 24th century, San Francisco will be the capital of the universe.
Really?
You don't watch Star Trek?
I do, but I don't think it's the capital of the universe.
Federation headquarters is San Francisco.
That doesn't make it the center of the universe.
It's, what does it make it then?
It makes it the headquarters for the Federation.
United Federation of Planets.
Yes.
Their headquarters.
Yes.
And, but the capital is somewhere else. Sacramento. Come on.
Look, all I know is
I'm just
that,
grateful that we didn't have the big quake
Star
by
Trek
then. I have not gone into darkness.
Oh, so I can't say anything
I have not
yet.
Gone into darkness.
I can't.
I'm out of the closet, but I haven't gone into darkness.
You know what? I'm not talking to you right now.
I did see Iron Man 3.
Finally.
Finally.
I've already seen it 3 times.
I'm ready to see it again. It was pretty freaking amazing.
It was pretty awesome.
Now.
My favorite suit was the one that, like, breaks apart.
The giant Thor one.
No, that was pretty cool. But no, the kind of like the black and yellow one, and he breaks apart in like 8 pieces.
Oh, and all the pieces attack.
8 guys out, and then it comes back together.
That was pretty cool.
That I was like.
How true to the comic book is this, Steven? Have they left it in the dust?
Yeah, they've completely. Look, they left it in the dust in part one. Nobody knows that Tony Stark is Iron Man. Really. For a very long time.
Spoiler alert to people who only read comic books.
Comic books. Oops.
There's that guy.
Yeah, there's the guy. Well,
sorry,
that is
sorry.
I should stop talking now. Anyway, so yeah, but the movies are so.
I saw Iron Man last weekend. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it in a big screen because the big screens were all given over to Star Trek Into Darkness,
right?
Which didn't do as well as they had hoped. 70-some million, which is great, but they wanted a U.S. opening of about 100.
Yeah,
and they didn't get it. So it's amazing to win and knock off Iron Man and still say, but it was a disappointment.
Yeah,
no, we'll be seeing that this weekend. We're always a week
behind. We're going to be seeing Fast and the Furious 6 this weekend.
That I will skip, and that's fine.
You've got to see it, dude.
I haven't seen any of them. What?
You're not into racing cars?
Love
and
cars
stuff?
Driving fast and crap. And
oh, you need to go back. You need to watch 1 through 5.
I think Speed 2 kind of killed it all for me.
Speed 2, that had nothing to do with Fast and the Furious.
No, but it was about things going fast. This is a boat.
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and the boat didn't go very fast.
I think it was actually the end of Speed 1 where the bus jumped. they put a ramp in an overpass and then made a bus fly.
Yeah.
That's where they lost me.
That's
where
you were
done? I suspend reality to a point.
Just suspend reality. It's entertainment.
I'm all
Speed wasn't made to win Oscars.
Don't worry, it
was
didn't.
Made to entertain you.
And it did until the bus flew. I'm all for the
and
bus
then you were
doing
like,
all the crazy
you're
crap.
Like, nah, I could not have done that.
I'm out.
I'm done.
Well, that was so ridiculous. Okay. So, Starship Enterprise, Federation headquarters, San Francisco. San Francisco's perfect
home
location
Super
to host.
Super Bowl 50.
Super Bowl. Whoa.
That's what you're going to stick with that. You're really.
Ooh.
Either Super Bowl 50 or Super Bowl large, but lull, you can't go there.
Why not L?
Oh, well, because
you said
it's
didn't
not
have a choice.
L.
It was large or it was 50.
Yes.
Why not L?
Because it's
you
not L.
You are oppressive, Mr. Man.
I'm feeling like it's time for me to oppress people. My people have been oppressed long enough.
Oh, Lord.
It's time for me to oppress people.
Oh,
that,
Lord.
You know what? As a
which
matter
of your
fact,
people have been oppressed?
I am both
of my
peoples have been oppressed.
Both of my people.
Well, peoples, you got to throw a plural in there.
A porno in there? What is it about you and pornography?
You are really trying to get that word out today, even though it's not coming out of my mouth.
Pornography.
My peoples, both of my peoples have been oppressed for far too long. And it's time for me to start oppressing. I'm oppressing the first white man I see, and that is you, Jeffrey. So you will call it Super Bowl 50, or you will call it Super Bowl large, and that's it. No L, no L, nothing else.
First of all, it's not L, it's L.
Well, it's not that either.
What is it not?
Ooh.
Thank you for at least getting it wrong right.
Getting it wrong right.
That's important. Now, Steven, I want to know.
Congratulations.
You went to the race place. So Are you conflicted inside? Is there a race war going on inside you?
Between
the black and the Mexican? Is there a race war going on inside you? Do you like shoot at yourself sometimes?
No, they coexist quite nicely.
How is that? They frequently in the world, they don't frequently
well,
in the
because
world.
The Latino side is like, Orale Holmes, come on, I know I'm like a little cafe like you. And the guy's like, all right, bro, you cool. And then they mesh. And
so cool. There's never been a period where they've been shooting at each other?
Never. Except there was the one time where the brother side sounded like James Earl Jones and was like, Steven, I'm going to kick your butt if you try to eat more tacos. And then I was like, why? Because I like tacos. And then it was cool.
He says, why are you using that white man's voice? Pick one and go with it. Orale.
Orale. Yeah, so there you
okay.
go.
Okay, now, don't know. With Lul going to San Francisco. Sorry.
Jeffrey.
Large. I misspoke.
Seriously.
I misspoke. My bad.
I'm going to get my whip.
My bad.
I got a whip, and I will use it next
time. Blacks
and
Mexicans use whips. I didn't. I thought that was a white man's thing.
Well, we took it away.
Oh, damn
we
it.
We took it away.
I'm going to need that.
Gonna get you.
I'm going to need that. So with Super Bowl Large going to the San Francisco 49ers, then the contest at the owners' meetings went to Super Bowl 51.
Yes.
And Super Bowl 51 would be the runner-up to the Super Bowl 50. They're like, L.A., we wanted to give it to you, but y'all don't got a team or a stadium.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you. It's going to San Francisco, which is questionable because, again, Super Bowl 49 will be in New York, New Jersey, where the weather is going to be so damn cold, and we being auxiliary press, we'll probably be out in the elements with y'all, freezing our bahookas off. And then they've got the common sense for 49 to come to
48 isn't
48.
Yes,
it's whatever. I'm not 48 yet.
No, 48.
Yes, high five me on this.
Five.
I'm not
Super Bowl 48 is in New York. Super Bowl 49 is in Glendale. Super Bowl 50
is in
San
Francisco.
And 51 has been awarded.
Drum roll, please. Houston, Texas.
Reliance Stadium.
I approve.
Is that what the people say?
That's the kids say. Meh. In fact, kids say it so much now, Jordan's gone back to eh. Because he doesn't like to be cool.
Yeah.
He likes to be an outlier.
Yeah. An outlier.
Good book, Malcolm Gladwell.
Okay.
Good read. Encourage people to go get it, consume it, enjoy it, learn from it.
Jeffrey, now that he's reading books that everybody else read in the 80s.
Hey, I'm almost done with 1984. Really good. You're so sorry that I wasn't a gifted student, was never targeted as a gifted student, was never put on a track to read what people read.
So you were just in regular English classes?
Yeah.
They didn't make you read anything?
Yeah.
Anything?
Nothing. The Scarlet Letter I was supposed to read, and I didn't. The Iliad and the Odyssey I was supposed to read, and I didn't because it was really hard.
Yeah, I'm going to just go out on a limb here. Odyssey and Iliad to give to a high school student.
Stupid.
That's tough.
Stupid.
That is tough.
Don't give kids Shakespeare until college.
I don't know. I enjoyed Shakespeare in high school.
Didn't until college, and then I fell fully in love.
Maybe because I was a thespian, and so I performed them, so I actually understood what Shakespeare was saying.
You know, homosexuality and pornography have nothing to do with each other, Steven.
Wow. You just are going to places that nobody wants to go with, and nobody's even insinuating.
You said that you were a lesbian.
Thespian. And I was pretty clear with my pronunciation.
Wow. Yeah, and for the many people who live to listen to the show, for Steven to be irritated,
yeah,
hats off to you, loves.
Really?
Big hug.
They're
big
okay.
Hug. Oh, they're great.
The people who want to hear you
annoyed,
toothpicks. They got to go to
H-E double toothpicks.
You are, yeah.
I'm an equal opportunity offender.
So there
Houston,
we go.
Reliance Stadium. Give me your feelings. Come on.
I wanted to be back to Party City.
You want to go back to New Orleans. You want to go back to New Orleans. Damn,
okay.
Did we have fun.
Maybe I got spoiled in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's pretty
but
good.
But when I think I'm going to the Super Bowl, I'm going to Party City, I'm going to go have a good time.
Did we
time.
Get spoiled in Indianapolis? Not really.
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. So do I want Houston? I mean, Houston's nice.
I've never been to Houston, so that's one of my things.
You're gonna hate it because you're gonna have to deal with humidity that you've
in
never
in February.
Even in February, humidity that you've never experienced.
That's what my daddy used to tell me, but not in February.
Every month of the year, except maybe December.
My daddy used to have to work frequently at Cape Kennedy.
Yes,
from here in Los Angeles, he would frequently. Probably once a month, he had to spend a few days at Cape Kennedy.
Yeah.
And he would come back and tell us these horrible stories of bugs that you couldn't believe how big they were.
Literally, do you see my hand? It's a pretty big hand.
Well,
bigger than yours, right?
Well, it's anything's bigger than mine.
And there will be things that fly that are bigger than that. And they're not birds.
He would tell me about the insects that are ridiculously large. And he would tell me about always having a spare shirt in his car.
Yes, because the humidity clings to you like talcum powder.
What's talcum powder?
Baby powder.
Okay.
Yes.
Why would you use baby powder?
You've never.
And it kind of flies up in the air.
You know, you when you put it on you and it clings.
I don't put it on me. Why would I put baby powder?
You've never put baby powder on you to smell like a baby, to smell good.
I don't want to smell like a baby.
Really? It's nice. The women like it. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. I don't know if you're a pedophile or I don't know.
Because I occasionally use baby powder.
I didn't know that. And we've lived together a lot. I've never seen
you're
it.
You're awful.
Never seen you
Let's
whip it out.
Let's move on.
So you're talking about Houston.
Humidity,
and
yes.
My daddy would come home and he says, family? That's what he called us.
Yes.
Family? If I ever get transferred to Houston, I would never make any of you live there. I would commute from Los Angeles.
That sounds like your dad.
did I thank you for – I'm happy I brought my dad back just for you
thanks.
For a moment.
Jim's awesome.
Jim's been gone 5 years, but his spirit is with me. Family? Because that's what he called us.
This Jim terribly.
Family, I would commute. And he wasn't kidding. You could tell he wasn't kidding that he hated Houston. And he hated the whole culture of the strip clubs, which apparently were quite prevalent.
That's not his thing. I don't know so much now.
Well, it's probably just Texas in general. But
So I'll take you to one just so you can see what it's like.
I've been to dinner with your brother David, and that was like a strip
club.
That was close enough. But it was close
enough.
Don't
throw my brother under
a bus. I'm not. We went to a family restaurant in Texas.
It just so happened that the waitresses
are wearing thongs.
Very little clothing. That has nothing to do with being a strip club.
But for my growing up.
Have you been to Hooters? This Hooters is Hooters Light.
This made Hooters look like the 16th century Victorian land, okay? 17th century Victorian.
Yeah, they were
wearing corsets.
It was a sports bar and grill.
Sports bar and babe grill.
Okay.
The girls were hot.
Anyway, so now that San Francisco's getting a new stadium, boom, Super Bowl. Cowboys, new stadium, boom, Super Bowl. Houston's not a new stadium, but it's pretty state-of-the-art.
Reliant's, 10, 15 years old?
Yeah. So Atlanta saying, we want a Super Bowl, boom, we need a new stadium.
15 years, I think. Wait.
They're getting a new stadium. They're set to get a new stadium.
They're not getting Super Bowl 52, are they?
No, but if they can have the Super Bowl, the stadium done by then, sure.
They had Super Bowl 28 and Super Bowl 34 in Hotlanta, if I'm not mistaken.
30-something.
I think 34 and 28. I'm pretty sure because it was right before Jordan was born. That's how I base everything off of is my age and Super Bowls. The Atlanta Stadium, Stephen, was built for the 96 Olympics.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
Is there anybody listening that thinks that the 96 Olympics were a long, long, long time ago? Y'all who are listening have been born since the 96 Olympics. I'll remind you about the 96 Summer Olympics in Atlanta, where a man detonated a bomb in the Olympic Village.
Yes.
An American, just so that we can be even-handed about our terrorism threats.
Yes.
He was a homegrown
one. Georgia Dome has hosted the Super Bowl twice in 94 and in 2000.
So what numbers were those?
I don't know, 94 and 2000. You tell me, how old were you in 94? How old were you in 2000?
94, there's 29. No, it would have been early, so it would have been 28. Ha. Ha. Got it right.
That's right. The second Cowboys Super Bowl win.
See, Steven keeps track of all Super Bowls via the Cowboys. So, needless to say, it's getting really difficult for him to keep track of Super Bowls these days.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
That was not fun.
That was a good one. So here's my problem. Everyone listening to this show was alive during the Atlanta Olympics. Well, everyone listening to this show. Most of them.
Jeremy
sorry,
Moss
Doc Rob.
A,
sorry,
has
Doc
a
Rob.
Son who
yeah. Okay.
Is yeah. Who wasn't alive?
The primary listeners to this program, right. And I, with apologies to Doc Rob and Sharon, y'all were born since then. Some of you were born well before then, but most of y'all are young enough to go, yeah, I remember that from my childhood.
Yes.
Do you think that you're freaking old? You may feel old many days because you abuse your body. Not our point. Are you really old? No. 20. So that's 96. What was that, Steven? That's less than 30 years.
It's less than 30 years.
And they spent $250 million back then,
right,
to build this state-of-the-art stadium.
Yes.
Then they did a three. Apologies. Playing hurt today. They did a $300 million upgrade that gave them the nice high-def TVs, and they repainted the stadium and everything. This is starting to really bug me. Steven, and they're going to spend at least, what are they going to, because they're talking, I bet they're talking a retractable roof,
they
aren't
are
they? See, I know the people there in Atlanta, they're vain, and they're nice.
Yes.
And they're fine. But a retractable roof stadium starts at $1.1
billion. $1.1
billion,
yes, that is correct.
Okay, I just pulled that number out of my buttocks. I'm very happy for myself. So, amortize that over, apparently, it's not going to be good for 25 years. You're talking $40 million a year for a stadium.
Okay, make your point, because I don't know what
make
the point.
My point?
Yeah.
What kind of economic responsibility is this that it for an NFL team to play in a city, it's going to cost you $40 million a year just to have a stadium. That's outrageous, Steven. We have the crappiest stadiums in the universe here in California.
Are
we have the Murph, we have the Stick,
Qualcomm.
And we have the
Qualcomm.
We have the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
O.co.
I will never call it O.co.
I'm giving
especially
the people,
being if it's across the street from Oracle Center.
I am giving the people the names of the state. You give them whatever you want. I will give the proper names because people
will
need
Overstock.com be here by the time that place gets torn down?
It's O.co.
I know they've rebranded it again.
Yes.
Just because you give $25 million to brand a stadium with your name doesn't mean you should change your name every couple years. Hint to Pac Bell, AT&T. And long distance
SBC
network
Global.
SBC Global Ballpark in San Francisco. Jeez Louise, people. I'm fed up. That is my rant. Steven, $40 million a year to own a stadium that you're gonna change the name of every couple of years is especially insulting,
well,
given
gonna,
that you frequently
gonna,
go to taxpayer dollars to get these done.
But you're gonna change look, as a city, do you wanna spend $40 million?
I'm fat, but I ain't no city. Okay?
Okay,
let's just be clear about one thing. I'm a town.
You're saying
but I ain't
$40 million
a city.
Dollars, but the economics of the money that it's going to bring to your city, you got to figure you're going to recoup that and then some.
$40 million a year for something that's used 8 times.
You think the stadium's just going to be used for football? Come on, Jeff. It's used for. For a lot, it's a venue that is used for concerts.
$5 million
and
dollars per home game.
Yeah, but it's not just for football. Is what I'm saying. The stadium is not just going to be used.
That's nearly
for
Tom
the
Brady's
NFL.
Contract, dude.
Look, there were 4 concerts at Texas Stadium before the Cowboys even played in it.
Stevie, I think I just talked myself into being okay with this.
Okay.
When I put Aaron Rodgers' new deal
in
there and how much he's getting per game and what it costs per game, like $5 million for – big deal. It's the stadium.
Yeah.
There's players that are getting $2 million a game.
Yeah.
So the stadium costs $5 million. The place that the player, who's getting $2 million a game,
right,
is playing in costs 2.5 times that.
Yeah.
for the building.
Yes, for the entire building.
I guess
building.
That makes sense. The
for
economics.
For a state-of-the-art building that's going to have the technology and the wireless and
Stevie,
the big
the economics of the NFL
yes.
have rapidly spun out of control. Will you give me that?
I will. That I agree
Thank
with.
You. Thank you.
That I agree
Holy
with.
Holy crap.
But that's the clout that you have, be the 900-pound gorilla in every room.
Jeez.
If you go to any room in America during any Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, and sometimes Saturday during the football season, the 900-pound gorilla in the room is the NFL. And
okay.
it says, you will pay me this, and you will like it.
Now,
and we do.
And we do so very much, and we miss it.
We do.
I
had people posting on Facebook last night how they are just pining away for the start of the NFL season.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Can we give an update to our fantasy football winners?
Absolutely.
I got an email this morning.
Yes, I saw you forwarded to me. Thank you
I
very
did.
Much for forwarding that. I am in the process of collecting who all the winners are.
We know who you are.
Do we?
I was trying to give us some clout. Some
yes.
credit. We may know who you are.
The site that hosts our fantasy football knows who you are.
Yes.
And we're pulling that information.
It's Mauschwitz, okay?
We
it's
are going to have emails sent. Watch this. Watch this. I'm putting myself on the line. We will have an email out to every winner of a fantasy football contest. The email should get to you by this weekend. And that would be...
This weekend would be the Memorial Weekend here
Memorial
in the United
Day
States
weekend.
Of America.
Once you get that, please answer it quickly, which you're going to give us your size. And
don't do what we did and sit on it for months.
Yes.
Answer it quickly.
Answer it. We'll give people a week to answer. And then it's probably going to take us a week to get the prizes printed. And then we'll ship them out. So
cool.
We can safely say that by the middle to end of June, everything will be shipped. How about that?
Before we start accepting openings for the next round of fantasy
football.
That's always our goal.
That is our goal, to make sure that everybody is
if we're really going to ask you to play with good heart, we should actually pay you your
prizes
for last year.
Should be out to the winners.
Now, while we're doing business here, I made a commitment on air a few shows ago.
Yes.
That I would like people to know that I kept
the video.
The video. The punishment video. The 2011.
You delivered
the
2011 gigantic video. I asked you to reduce it to something we could use.
You can't reduce a file?
Well, I guess. But
you know where it's going.
I
don't know how to. You do it
in
you do things, Steven, to get it up there. And I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
So I gave you a big-ass video.
Yeah, you gave me a big.
It's 340 megabytes.
Meg video.
340.
People are downloading that, man.
And it's now. Did you find, not being Steven Miranda, did you find the quality of the entertainment to be there?
I did not find it funny.
Perfect. Steven did not find it funny. The 2011 punishment video that I worked so hard on, Steven did not find funny.
There will be some people who align more with your humor that will think it's hilarious.
I think anybody who isn't Steven will find it hilarious. I think he's a little close to the project, personally.
You made me look like a bumbling fool.
That's my job as editor-in-chief of The Punishment, is to make you look like I choose, which in this case was a boob. And a whiny, complaining boob.
Literally,
and you weren't.
I came across like a little
whiny,
preteen,
complaining boob.
Whiny baby girl.
I couldn't agree more. And thank you. Or you're welcome.
That's what you
want. You're welcome. That was my great editing.
Okay.
Because you weren't like that.
At all.
Well,
that's the thing.
Look, I couldn't have the clips of you complaining if, in fact, you never complained. But in the context of the hour and plus that I was recording,
yes,
that's all there was. And some of them I had to use multiple times.
Exactly. That's the thing. Is that
and
you
one of them
use...
I had to use in slow motion to drag it out.
The what? You used probably the same two lines
over
and over
it's
and over
filmmaking.
Again.
Great filmmaking. I am an artist. So I just want to be clear to our show
that
donors.
That video will be up
to our
as
show
well.
Donors, that
¿Quieres que aquí tu hombre de veras?
God, the civil war is going on inside him, people. Duck
Anyways.
And cover. Duck and cover. Gunfire comes next. The black man's going to retaliate.
Civil war.
So I met my obligation. Steven's going to get that video posted because I don't know how, which
technically you didn't meet the obligations because you gave me a big file.
You didn't ask me for a small file. You asked me for a file, and I gave you a file. Right. And I did it before that show, two shows ago, went up. I barely made the deadline, but I made the deadline. And I wanted people to know that that was in.
Yes,
now,
that
we've
is
talked
it.
About Atlanta getting their new stadium,
yes.
Steven, and there's some other league business before we get to player business
that
we must attend to.
Let's.
I just want another hit bang.
The National Football League is talking to the Players Association because it wants the Players Association to agree and consider a move of the draft from the last weekend in April to the middle of May. They want to push it back 3 weeks, Jeffrey. Now,
push
the
forward.
League is coming out and saying, well, Radio City Music Hall's not going to be available that weekend because the Rockets are doing like an Easter spectacular. Woo! And so we can't hold the draft
that
weekend.
That's a fair point.
So we want to move it back 3 weeks. Now, bottom line is they just want to hype it up for three more weeks. And Peter King's got my back on this. He wrote exactly what I was thinking. They just want more hype for the draft, man. You mean to tell me all the venues in this great country, you can't find one venue that's open that weekend to have the draft?
Wait, they're saying that they're moving it to April because of radio,
to May.
The Rockettes?
Because the Rockettes are doing a special Easter special at Radio City Music Hall, and it won't be available for those 3 days.
I haven't heard that story at all.
That is what
I heard, that they were moving it forward for the sake simply
not
that it was
forward. They're moving it back. They're pushing it back 3 weeks. It's not earlier. It would be later.
That's what I'm saying. That's forward in the calendar.
Okay, it's later in the calendar.
Later in the year.
Back in the calendar.
Forward in a calendar because you're moving forward, but it's okay. I get we're on the same page here.
All right. Yes. Moving it to May.
My take has been all along that the reason that they're doing this is to give teams more time to make the combine. Right now, the
teams don't need more time.
Right now, the NFL schedule is very compressed, Steven. It is so compressed. Once you get past, look here, put it this way, pal.
Yeah.
We could probably take another week off after the Super Bowl.
Probably, but that's look.
So on a
is,
personal yes. level, I support this completely.
Right.
But we get another week off.
On a non-personal level, it's crazy. And you're taking away 3 weeks from the time my team can have its rookies in the
camp. It's giving free agents more time to shop their wares and to sign with a club.
They want more hype, man. It's a hype machine.
Maybe a guy, a particular linebacker that we'll be talking about shortly, catches on with the club.
I don't
maybe.
Think so. Well, maybe some players that were injured and couldn't work out in the combine, now they have to try and rehab faster so that they could work out for a team that they wouldn't work out before the draft and maybe re-injure themselves again. There's all kinds of craziness.
Maybe aliens have a chance to attack us, Steven. Why are we talking in the realm of hypothetical?
Well,
I'm not sure why it matters.
I don't like the move.
I don't buy the fact that it's for the Rockettes.
That's what the NFL is saying.
That
is what they're saying.
They've been holding the draft at the same venue on the same dates for quite some time.
Yes.
And if they have had to postpone, I wonder if this show is going to end up running a little short because of...
Are you dying?
I feel fine, but my voice is getting worse. I've been really sick, so I don't expect any sympathy or anything, but I've been really sick, and I thought I could do it today. May have been wrong on that one, so we'll see what we can do here.
Well, we got four more stories. Let's see if at the end I'm doing all the talking, then people will be happy anyways because they say that.
They don't want to hear my moronic nonsense. God, I hate Jeff.
And his voice, Jeff. He sounds like a little demon right now. But no,
I can talk in that voice.
I'm just going to say I don't like the move to May, and that's just me.
I don't like it personally because the weather begins deteriorating in New York right after the draft,
right.
As it currently exists.
Yes, exactly.
We usually have terrific weather for the draft. It rains a little, but that's it.
A light drizzle.
Yeah, but we don't have crap weather yet. And the crap weather in New York, when it starts, it don't leave. Speaking of weather, thoughts and prayers to the people in just about everywhere in the freaking
Oklahoma,
Midwest.
And Texas. And
pretty much Arkansas. Pretty much everywhere in the freaking Midwest. We are sorry.
A friend of mine who's the chief editor of the photos for AP.
Oh, gosh.
Got in a helicopter yesterday after all the tornadoes. And she took this one shot, Jeff, of the path.
That's what devastated me was the path.
That this tornado took. And
it's so wide. It's so long.
This picture just, I was like, you know, she's a great photographer, obviously. That's why she's the chief editor. But this picture just literally is stunning.
When
to
tornadoes
see this.
Usually hit, it's a couple houses or a street. These are freaking neighborhoods.
Literally half of this one neighborhood is just leveled.
I mean, Joplin, where my daddy was born, doesn't exist anymore. Okay? That was a couple years ago.
People were saying the debris was falling
90 miles.
90 miles away.
Golly, could you imagine being hit by something that came 90 miles? Okay. So really, thoughts and prayers galore. Going out to those people that are some of the most resilient and hardy folks in the world. Yeah. This one town was rebuilt 14 years ago. Talk about getting your ROI on a stadium.
Yeah.
When you rebuild an entire town and then it gets taken out 14 years later, pretty sure one girl was saying it was brand new.
Yeah.
She was like a high schooler. It was brand new. Everything in our house was new.
Yeah,
now it's gone again.
Just to me, the kids that they couldn't get out of the school and
And to Shepard Smith for trying to interview those two little kids, shame on you.
Yeah, you know what?
Stop it. Shep, you pissed me off. He recovered fine, and he went to the dad, but he still tried to get back to the kids a little bit and just leave the kids alone.
Yeah, pretty crazy. So anyways.
You just lost everything. How do you feel? Okay.
Yeah.
Not true.
I'm alive, I guess.
Yeah. Did you see the woman with her little dog?
Yeah.
Did you see? Okay, look this up on YouTube. Everybody who does not know what I'm talking about, an old woman survived sitting on her commode, holding on to her dog in her bathroom, the safest place she could find.
Right.
When I say old, I'm talking 90.
Wow.
Go Google this and YouTube it, I mean, and watch the video. It is so special. It has a happy ending, and there's very few things. I cried. I was so happy. Wow. And so there you go.
All right.
Okay. So
we're gonna touch on some.
I'm bad with May because of the weather. You're bad with May because of why? For the draft.
Yeah, because it just pushes things back 3 weeks that don't need to get pushed back 3 weeks.
There's no good reason.
There is absolutely no good reason. And the fact that they're
using it will make the weather worse.
Radio City Music Hall is being used that weekend. Doesn't fly with me.
It's a
great
venue.
There are tons of other venues. Jeffrey.
Don't change venues though. Don't.
Jeffrey.
Don't.
There are a ton of other venues that are available that weekend.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, you can do what Steven Miranda says. And
City
you typed
Field.
That you need City to start Field. Moving the draft to other football cities. And not only always having to have the annoying New York Jets and New York Giant fans there.
I'll give you that. That does get quite old. And it would be fun to share the love. But the NFL headquarters being right there has a heck of a lot to do with it.
And you know what? They move the Super Bowl every year. They do the international series
game
every year.
And you know what? They don't like it.
And they can move their headquarters for a week somewhere else.
They don't like it.
They've done
it
before.
They don't like it.
And they can do it again.
They don't like it.
It's time to get the draft out of New York City and start putting it
in
San Francisco, in Dallas, in Chicago, in Minnesota, in Miami. Let's start having it in places.
I don't want to be in Chicago. It could be really still snowy there.
Well, in April.
It snowed. We had baseball cancellations into April, yes. When we got back from the draft, Steven, there was still snow out
in
Denver.
At the end of April.
In Denver, okay. And in Chicago, and in Minnesota.
Saying, I could do without a year of having Jets fans chanting JTS, Jets, so, Jets, Jets.
Or JETS. Sucks,
right,
suck.
Giants fans doing that or you know, booing.
It is amusing.
Any time an Eagle or a Redskin or a Cowboys person comes up to make their announcement.
That could
be done.
Yum. Why don't you take news from here, love? Hit bang us.
Here we go.
Player personnel news.
Well, there's a Chicago Bear, a very prominent Chicago Bear
Speaking
football
Chicago.
Player, who, he didn't have a place to play.
It's not so much that he lost his job. It's that when he went there was this other guy doing it, to quote. Who's the comedian, Steven? Oh, Bobcat Goldthwait. Bobcat.
I lost my job. Well, it's not so much that I lost it, but I went there. There's this other guy doing it.
There you go. Well, he has announced his retirement. Don't mess your voice up.
Sorry. It was a good gag.
Brian Urlacher has retired from the National Football League. He announced his retirement Wednesday on Twitter, of all places.
Can we call him one of the good guys in the NFL?
Yes.
I love Brian.
After spending a lot of time this spring thinking about my NFL future, he wrote in a statement, I have made a decision to retire. Although I could continue playing, I'm not sure I would bring a level of performance or passion that is up to my standards. When considering this, along with the fact that I could retire after a 13-year career wearing only one jersey, and for such a storied franchise, my decision became pretty clear.
So happy for Brian. I'm glad that he didn't don other colors.
Yes.
It would have been disconcerting because, look, if 75% of the players in the league could play with 80% of the passion that Brian Urlacher possessed, this sport would go to a whole other level.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the most passionate men in the league, one of the most fun men in the league. And I say to Brian, happy, happy life. Go out, enjoy your Sundays, enjoy your family. And God,
interesting to see that this year brings the retirement of two pretty good linebackers in Urlacher and Ray Lewis, and they are walking away together into the sunset. Which I'll pose this quick question, which I'm sure people will start posing here in a minute. 5 years from now, do they both enter the hall together?
Hell yes.
All right, there you go.
If you don't, there's a miscarriage of justice.
You heard it from Jeffrey here. He was the 2000 Defensive Rookie of the Year, 2005 AP Defensive Player of the Year. It's got a lot of other accolades to go along
with. Speaking of big stud defenders and their careers, I ain't talking about John Gruden here. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Sir Charles.
Yeah, Woodson, and returning back home as he's going back to Oakland, the place he started.
Coming home again.
His career, the Oakland Raiders. And so, you know, Matt, a friend of mine, is a huge Raiders fan.
Yeah, God bless him.
And he texted me last night, I can wear my Woodson jersey again. And
I'm like, he has an Oakland Raiders Charles Woodson jersey?
Yes, he does.
What a dude.
Yes, and I'm
what was he, 6 years in Green Bay?
From Oakland to Green Bay, yes.
Yeah, so 6 years in Green Bay, I think?
Probably, yeah. Sounds about right.
Well, welcome. Charles Woodson, look, he doesn't have what he used to have. He's got a little step in his giddy up that's not there that used to be there, but he is still a force. And I would say, kind of like Brian Urlacher, if he so wills it to be the man, he can still be the man. But he cannot do it game in, game out. It's going to be – there's a bit of an on-off switch here because he's just getting older.
And he's not going to be the shutdown cornerback that the Raiders once knew he was.
Or that they need.
but if they consider – and from my understanding, he's considering moving to safety. He is certainly – he's going to bring a lot of experience.
Oh, I like Charles's safety there.
To a young group of defensive backs – who they're going to be able to learn a lot from, and then he's going to be on the field at safety, be kind of like the commander-in-chief back there, kind of like directing
the secondary.
Everybody. It's a great move.
I rule the backfield.
I'm not a big fan of saying the Raiders have made a great move here, but they made a pretty good move here. Are they paying him a little bit more than they probably should?
Do the Raiders always pay more than the market bears? Of course they do.
Yeah, it's a $1 million base salary, but with incentives that are pretty easy to make, he stands to make about $4.3 million.
So I've got this new mantra.
Yes.
For Oakland Alameda County Coliseum, O.co.com. The Oakland Raiders, instead of commitment to excellence, where it's always a seller's market. Where it's always a buyer's market, too. Both are true. It's always a buyer's market.
Yeah. So
you bring your stuff here, we will give you top dollar. And they mean it, top dollar.
Back in the silver and black, they say.
I like it. Back in black. He hit the sack. It's been too long. He's glad to be back.
So, look, it's great. He gets to finish his career where he started it. He was the first round draft pick of the Raiders back in 1998.
talk about going.
If he was a stadium, he'd have to be rebuilt. Is that where you were going?
That's why I gave the
year.
Oh,
dude. Okay, or you just teeing it up for me. You just teed it up for me.
Fine. I teed it up, and as normal, you walk up and you hit it.
I grabbed your big dog, and I whacked it.
I'm like, dude, will you just once let me hit my driver, please?
I'm going to steal the big dog, and I'm going to let him eat.
Speaking of big dogs, I have been challenged to go out and golf. I went to the driving range the other day. I'm striking the ball pretty good. Probably in my old age, shall I? I'm more focused. I'm going to crush this ball. I'm going to kill it. And by not having that I'm going to kill the ball feeling anymore, I'm hitting the ball pretty well.
250, 200?
I'm going about 250, 260.
Not bad, dude. Straight?
Straight. And are you ready for this? With my 2-iron.
You've always loved your long irons.
Yes.
The part of the game that is officially gone, along with, as the English say, the belly putter, which will be officially banned from the PGA Tour in 2016. Happy about that. But yeah, the long irons have long been gone in golf, and Steven still hangs on to the surprise you don't own a 1-iron.
I was tempted to buy one the other day because I've been hitting my 2-iron pretty solid.
See, like, look, if I can get another 15 yards out of this baby.
But I just – because my driver starts straight.
The driver is
It looks like it's going to be the best shot
driver is
ever.
The hardest club to hit.
It's like, oh, my God. Look at that. And then it does –
We have a change of flight plan.
That's exactly what happened. It's like terrorists took over the airplane and made him turn all of a sudden.
Oh, wow.
That's what happens to my ball. It is hijacked by terrorists.
We have a lake at 11 o'clock. Hit the lake. Hit the lake.
So I can't. So why am I going to drive off the tee box with my driver that I know I'm going to be in the rough?
You sound like a smarter golfer, Steve,
when
than
I
you used to be.
When I can smack my 2-iron, 260, right smack down the straight down the fairway.
There's a reason Tiger Woods hits his 9-iron 180 yards.
Yeah.
He's really strong. He's really good. Does he have, like, super lofty clubs that haven't even been invented? No. Because when you're hitting your 9-iron 180 yards, which he does on par threes, I don't get that. How do you make that club go that far on purpose? Because I can make my 9-iron go 180 yards, but not on purpose.
You smacked it, right.
Yeah, if I thinned it out and just – anyways, let's move on because I'm fading fast.
You're dying. I'm
fading fast. Going to have to bring in the crash cart.
And we've got a few more stories
med
here.
Med team.
Quarterback Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys scheduled to be out 3 to 4 weeks. He had surgery on his back to remove a cyst. A cyst, by the way, he didn't even know was there.
Now, what does that say?
That – he didn't know it was there?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want it to say?
I don't know. I'm just – I don't want it to say anything, Stephen. I just want to declare the truth in love, to quote the Bible. But I would think that a cyst is something that – first of all, it's gross to talk about. Could we just be honest about that? Yeah. Any things that are full of pus and junk are generally to not be talked about.
Stop.
Right. So, you know, I suppose it's – here it is, Steven. Either you know you have a cyst or you don't know you have a cyst, right?
Right, yeah.
Because I suppose it's possible that I have one in my back and I don't know.
Yes.
The only reason you know is because they're closer to the surface of the skin.
Right.
So I guess they could be deeper than what would normally be noticed. And maybe Tony's such a badass tough guy that he didn't even notice.
He is a pretty badass tough guy. But – the thing, look, I didn't know I had one, and it was in my head. It was in the back of my ear.
Your brain, you dumbass.
No, I'm talking about this. I had a cyst. I was a junior in high school.
Okay.
I had a cyst where I'm pointing right now. You can tell the people right behind my
ear. That would
be
behind his right ear.
And I'll show you the scar. It's there, by the way. And I apparently had it for a week. Didn't know. Woke up one morning in the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, because I felt a bump all of a sudden. And I was like, where did this come from? And I went to look in the mirror, and then I freaked out because there's this big old cyst. Looks like a rock.
Brain tumor.
Looks like a golf ball coming out of my ear. And it had to get, you know, operated, and I had to get it removed. So I can understand how you don't know it's there.
Okay. Yeah, no, I guess so. But why did they see it? So here's what I'm guessing.
Physical, going into OTAs, you got to take the physical.
And they did an x-ray of his back, and right. Boom, there you
and
go.
Like,
there's a thing. It's probably nothing.
Right.
And in this case, it wasn't. It wasn't,
thank God.
Because it could have been a tumor, but it wasn't. It's not a tumor. We got to get that line in we when we do. Can. But I like the media, and I want to ridicule them for trying to sensationalize the story and saying Tony Romo has had back surgery. That is a very gross misrepresention of the facts.
Of what actually is going on.
Yeah. When they dig in anywhere in your body and remove a cyst, that's the part of your body that they're operating on. And if it happens to be on your back, then it's back surgery. Look, back surgery is one of those four-letter words of medicine that you never want to hear.
No.
And this is not back surgery. Yes, he's going to be out 3 to 4 weeks, but not because they did spinal reconstruction, okay? This is not Peyton Manning, okay? Let's be honest. Yeah. And the media wanted to make it sound dramatic. Coming out of the break, we're going to tell you about Tony Romo's back surgery. What? Well, coming up after the break.
Yeah, that's. I think it's fine. I don't like that he's missing 3 to 4 weeks now.
Yeah, you'd like him to be available for OTAs.
OTAs, but you know what? As we're about to find out, OTAs, Jeffrey, are nothing but football in shorts.
And what's football in shorts?
Nothing.
Not much.
And Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He pointed out the emperor has no clothes.
I love it. He was asked Tuesday.
To assess his team.
What stuck out in his mind after the Steelers' first OTA practice of the season? And
what stuck out?
Tomlin
what stuck
said,
out?
And I quote, nothing at all. It's football in shorts. So when he was asked to elaborate, he's like, look, man, let's work, more talk. Let's talk, more
Thank
work.
You.
Let's talk, more work. That's all. He's like, you can't assess anything.
Ain't nothing to tell if there ain't nothing there.
We're working out. We're installing. We're
installing packages in place.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're working on footwork and things like that are important. But the fact is, you can't really tell a whole lot. Yes,
it's football in shorts.
It's football in shorts, and that's called practice. And that's going to have to be all the time we have.
We got some
friends.
Questions, though. We got some questions.
We will do our social update. We'll meet our social responsibilities.
Let's see if we got any
that are
Twitter.
Worthy of answering. Okay,
we do need to address this at some point. But the one in Twitter from Lee Sanders, he says, "I hope I'm not too late for this question buffet."
Buffet.
Yes, I like to say buffet. I know it's
Phoebe buffet. Buffet. I get it.
What London game of the two are you coming to?
Well, given that my 25th anniversary will coincide more or less with the October game, I'm leaning towards September. Although, let me again go out and say, I like the October weather in London better than I like the September weather in London.
So I propose this. You go to the September game, and I'll go to the October
game. Alone?
We do separate trips.
What?
Wait a minute. Yeah. You go in September, and I go in October.
What? We can't go apart. No matter how much I hate sharing a room with
that
you.
That way we're represented at both games. Okay, something that we will discuss off air and as we figure out what we're doing. Sharon Blackman wants to know, why does Joe Namath think Sanchez will have a good year? And does anyone else on earth think that?
Does First anyone all, else on earth ever listen to Joe Namath? We don't have a choice when he's on SiriusXM NFL radio for 30 minutes a week during the season. But if you're listening to Joe, you should really – might as well ask him for some lottery numbers because he's about as useful.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Stevie?
What?
I don't want to go into an aside, but I forgot to buy a lottery ticket on Saturday. I would have had at least two of the numbers.
Really?
The only two numbers I would have picked for sure
were
two of the numbers, 13 and 14.
That is crazy sauce.
It's a little weird. It's never happened before. Usually I make fun of it, and I ask Jordan, give me the lottery numbers, and he'll give me any. Nope, didn't get any. Yeah. Well, the only two I knew for sure, 13 and 14, 13 being my birthday and therefore my lucky number, born on Friday 13th, 14th being my brother's birthday and my son's birthday.
Right.
That would have been a lock. But I probably would have had the number 4. That is my lucky number. That's my favorite number. Yeah, there was no single digit numbers. There was no single digit numbers. But I was a little bummed. So anyway, Sharon.
I got 2 out of the numbers as well.
Does that pay anything? Did you actually play?
I did.
You bought a ticket from where?
I bought a ticket.
Down on
from
the corner?
From the Arco on Woodbury and Fair Oaks.
Have they had winners there?
They have not.
Well, see, you got to go where they've had winners.
No,
before.
I wanted to go to somewhere where there had never been a winner.
And there never will be.
And there wasn't. But, okay. You know, the person, they have 2 months to come forward in the state of Florida. Florida only gives you 2 months.
That's plenty of time to get your crap together.
Really?
No, that's how I edited myself.
Yes.
Stevie, you're a quarter of a billionaire.
Yeah.
You need to be on the grid, at least for the tax man.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing that I don't like. In the state of Florida, they will release your information, who you are.
That's disgraceful.
Yeah, there are some states where you say, I wish to remain anonymous, and you can remain anonymous.
And you won't, because someone's going to tell in your
right,
inner circle.
Exactly.
My mom could keep her mouth shut about one of us winning it for about 10 seconds if.
They won the lottery, my boys!
Okay, right. Jorge, has there ever been a better retiring class? Urlacher, Lewis, Barber, Burke. We didn't even talk about Tiki Barber.
Rondé.
Rondé, sorry. Tiki retired a long time ago, and he's had 2 careers since then. Rondé, Barber, Burke, Saturday, McNabb, Garrard, McLean,
wow.
Et cetera.
Wow.
Okay, maybe the last one was a joke, but seriously, he's absolutely right, Jorge. This is a great retiring class.
Well, Urlacher, Lewis, Barber, McNabb, certainly. Saturday, there's your 5 right there.
Jeff Saturday, jeez.
They're
Louise.
Going
first ballot.
First ballot. Going to the Hall 5 years from now, I can tell you for sure Urlacher, Lewis, Rondé, Jeff Saturday, and Donovan McNabb. Maybe not me.
Do you think it's realistic that Adrian Peterson could achieve 2,500 yards
yes.
plus when the Vikings will be playing outdoors
yes.
for their home games? I don't.
Look,
that's Mark Harrison.
For the first 3 games last season, they babied Adrian Peterson.
And
I'm talking about we're only going to give you 10 carries, and you're going to like it because we want to see how you're all right. And trust me, if they give him 20 to 25 carries every game, the sky's the limit.
Nacho wants to know how we feel about coming in NYC when it'll be 80 degrees and humid outside as opposed to 65. Thank you, Nacho, for supporting my position.
And Steven
don't
will
move
get to ride a bike around Central Park.
I mean Battery,
I mean Battery
Park.
Park.
Steven doesn't know the difference.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm
yeah,
just
gonna
kidding.
Hit you.
I'm kidding. But I love that because that is my point. The weather starts sucking very quickly after the draft.
Nacho then goes to say, by the way, did Titus Young get arrested again this week?
No, not as far as we know. 49ers wide receiver Crabtree may have torn Achilles. Ah! That would be bad news for the Niners.
That is not good.
Why do people say Cutler can't win a Super Bowl for the Bears? Because they don't like him. Wow, is there anyone who has suffered more than Cutler? And yet no one cuts him any slack. And again, no one likes him. Okay, he's like Tim Tebow. If Tim Tebow – okay, he is – think about it. He's the mirror opposite of Tim Tebow. He can play quarterback, but everyone hates him. Tim Tebow can't play quarterback, but everybody likes him. So he's just the mirror opposite. If Tim Tebow and Jay Cutler came together and had a love child and had the right combination come out,
yeah.
They'd have one hell of a football player. Great personality, great football player. Unfortunately, Jay ain't got a personality, and the one he has is surly and very curmudgeonly.
Yeah, it's just Cutler. It's just his personality.
Nobody likes him.
In your opinion, which division is the most overrated going into the new season? I like that by Craig Walker.
Good
question.
In your opinion, which division most overrated going into the new season? That's a good question. That's a really good question.
I'm going to say the
NFC, AFC North.
AFC North.
I think you're probably right, given that Baltimore, I think there's a chance they don't make the playoffs.
We don't even know what Baltimore is going to bring to the table this
year. We
don't. Steelers are
they're
a question
still,
mark.
Yeah.
Cincinnati is going to
we still
be,
we need
know.
One. We need one more year from Andy Dalton
but
to know
those
if they're for
three
real.
But everybody likes those three teams.
And we all know the Browns suck.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say that.
Yeah, I think we'd all agree on that. Good question. Good question.
Jody Merrick, will Chip Kelly's fast-paced off-season workouts have a negative effect on their season? From all the reporting I have heard, he is going all out in practice. The college season is much shorter than the pros, and has he taken this into account? I'm sure he's taken it into account. He's a pretty smart guy, but I don't like that he is running these guys in OTAs trying to get in as many plays as possible.
I think it's fantastic.
I think, you know.
Somewhere in between? A happy medium?
He's got to
twice as many plays instead of three times as many plays?
He's got to find one because I think come November, especially December, he's going to wish that his guys had their legs under him.
Okay, we've got a personal question here. You are still in the rave cave, but you don't do any videos anymore. You will do any special? Will you do any special shows of the future? Not necessarily every week or anything, but maybe the last episode of the preseason before the real season starts. Record the show as a video so we can see what it looks like. No, I'm kidding. Yes, we're still in the rave cave.
We are still
and
in the rave cave.
The cameras are still here, except for the middle camera.
Because we took that with us.
I'm just saying that we've got all the equipment here. It's a lot of work, and it has and hardly anyone watched.
I'm doing my own show.
But hardly anyone watched, Steven. The numbers were in the.
I'm going to do a football show called Half Black Man, Half Hispanic Man Alone Talking About Football in a Cave.
The internal gang. A gang of one.
The internal struggle.
A gang of one.
Being split in two.
I was closer with the gang of one.
Gang of one. There is no gang inside of me.
There is. There's a
Why
war.
Do black people and Mexicans always got to be in a gang? I don't want to be in a gang.
Ask yourselves, not the white guy.
You ask yourselves.
So the reason we don't, David, is, and I appreciate the question, we love doing the videos for y'all, but there hardly any of y'all wanted to watch them because most of you consume our content on your iPods and stuff, and it's hard to move people from one format to
from
another.
An audio to a video.
We have learned the hard way. We didn't even have 1%. We thought if 1% of y'all could move over, we could actually make a dollar or two. Didn't happen. It was an entirely different audience with the exception of about 0.1% of y'all. And we appreciate it for those of you like David. We appreciate it. And John, people I know by name who watched every day. You guys were awesome. With Super Bowl coming to the Bay Area, any chance Goodell will see a missed opportunity and trade years with Arizona? San Francisco could host Super Bowl 49, period. Oh, that's ironically funny. Could you give us a rundown of how often you'll be doing podcasts over the summer? And could you look at the Cowboys draft? We'll be doing podcasts about once a week, hopefully. That's our hope.
Yeah, and trust me, looking at the Cowboys draft, we got a lot of flack for not doing analysis of the NFC teams.
Oh,
draft.
Yeah, people were angry.
There was anger, and we understand that, and we apologize if we angered anyone.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you guys seeing anything from the Packers' remedy or a lack of a running game? Hey. I think Eddie Lacy is going to be fine.
Yeah, they address.
I think Eddie Lacy is going to be fine.
Running game.
Don't worry about it. Urlacher or Lewis? Good question. I say Lewis.
Lewis.
Steven agrees. Wow. We agree on something. All right.
It's a miracle.
We did it. We're out, friends. We're at about $112.
Thanks for listening. Remember our friends at Draft Day, draftday.com, for all your daily fantasy needs. Use the promo code RANTS and get some free cash.
Go play. Free cash. That's the same as money.
I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Fellis.
And this is NFL Rants and Raves.
My voice will sound better next week.
By Draft Day.
We're out. My voice will sound better next week.
Will it?
I promise. Can't sound worse.